We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
School districts are supposed to submit a plan to the state by July 31st, just a couple days. Talk about the plans that you guys have set up, and I guess just, you know, initially tell us where you guys are at right now.
Sure. So we developed a school-specific reopening task force that's been meeting all summer long. And our plan is finalized. We will be unveiling it to our parents and to our staff tomorrow, and then it will be submitted to the state on Friday. When we developed the plan, we had three guiding principles that we kept at the forefront of all of our discussions. The first one was the health and well-being of our staff and students. The second guiding principle was based on survey data that we gathered from our parents at the end of last school year and then also from our staff as well, and then also following the whole list of guidance that we received between the Department of Health and the State Education Department, and also referencing the CDC guidance as well.
Talk about some of the information you gathered from the parent survey. What stood out to you?
Sure. So we surveyed our parents at the end of the 19-20 school year. So some of that data, I guess you could say today, might be a little dated. But at the time, we had asked our parents if they had a choice between three options of schooling, one being in-person, another being a hybrid model allowing for in-person instruction and remote instruction, and a fully remote option, which would they choose. And at that point, in-person and hybrid were pretty much neck and neck in terms of how our parents were leaning. Fully remote wasn't the greatest option for most parents at that time. And then we also asked that regardless of what option we selected, did they feel comfortable sending their child to school? And at that point, like I said, this was back in June, about 30% of our parents at that time said that they weren't feeling comfortable with it. I would anticipate as people are following the news and, you know, reading about surges and spikes in other areas that number may have grown a bit over the summer, which is why when we developed our reopening plan, we are going to allow our families a choice. We have a hybrid model that does include in-person face-to-face instruction and some remote days as well. And then also allowing families, if a child is immunocompromised or lives with someone who's immunocompromised, or the family just does not feel comfortable sending their child to school, a remote option will be extended to them as well.
Talk about the difficulty in setting this up. This had to be a summer like no other, following the news and not really sure what's going on, you know, as far as state guidelines go.
Yeah, so to say this was a monumental task is quite the understatement. It is something that, you know, cannot be accomplished unless it's a team effort. So I applaud our task force that, you know, came together. There were 18 different stakeholders that attended those meetings. Our parents and our staff have been amazing at just, you know, waiting to hear information from us. And they know that there was a period of time where we were just waiting for guidance and then it was go time. It's a task, you know, for myself personally, being a parent and being a school leader, that, you know, some decisions were made clearly with my head and what the guidance was saying, and other decisions I have to make with my heart. And I hope when I unveil it to our parents that they realize that we put a lot of time and thought into what we can offer and trying to make this a win-win situation for everybody. None of us, no school leader, has ever been trained in running a school during a pandemic. But trying to do what's best for everybody is what was at the forefront of our thought when we put together this whole package. You're right, it's been a summer like, I don't even know if it's been summer. You lose track of the days and the hundreds of hours that you put into this. But at the forefront, what needs to remain a focus is that you are doing this for students. And, you know, we love our students at our school like they're our own children. So trying to develop a plan that would be best for them is really what the heart of all of our work was.
Do you feel the guidance that you have been receiving from the state has been sufficient? Do you feel that you know exactly what they want from you when you have to submit your plans by Friday?
I think when you look at the different types of guidance that we were given, in the beginning, I think we were all hoping for just a clear, this is what we need you to do. I was a member of the New York State Education Department Task Force, so I was able to participate in the regional meetings. So I did get the sense after those meetings that it was going to be a more local decision for each school, as each school was different and knows their community a little bit differently. So I think when you look at the guidance, when you look at the CDC recommendations and the Department of Health guidance that we were given, those are the must-dos, and you know, making sure that you are aligning your policies and procedures with that. And then when you're looking at the state education guidance, some of that was also included, obviously, but it was very it was based on programs, and there were some recommendations and considerations in terms of scheduling and academic programming and the social-emotional component. So I feel like when you put all three of those together, it made a complete package. Just took some time to compiling that all into one kind of comprehensive guidance document for each school.
All right, and then talk about how staff feels. Are they comfortable with coming back to school?
I have not had a touch point with all of my staff yet. That will take place tomorrow, but there are obviously instructional staff and school-related personnel represented on the task force, and like anything, there's a lot of questions and what ifs, and we are working through all of those, you know, items together. And I think, like I said, with one of our guiding principles always being the health and safety and well-being of both our students and our staff, I'm confident in that what we have developed is, you know, really keeping that in mind when we were developing our plans and, you know, just refining what is this all going to look like, feel like, what questions might people have. We tend to run our particular school with a very open door policy, and everyone feels very comfortable sharing. So I'm certain that tomorrow when I share this all with the teachers, there will be tons of questions. I anticipate next week having a question and answer period where I can answer all of those things. Teachers are going to have different questions than parents may have. But I think it's important to take time to honor those and to, when you can, assure them that you're doing all you can. But so much of this is unknown, too, that we have to sometimes go with our gut.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.